I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A summit's underway this week with several countries to end North Korea's nuclear program. Advocacy Coordinator for Open Doors USA, Lindsay Vesey, says the talks won't have much impact on the rights issues.
The six-party talks are really focusing on the nuclear issue and have basically ignored the bigger issue of the human rights abuses. If they would tackle the human rights abuses first, I think they would make more progress on the nuclear issue.
The North Korea Freedom Week is slated to begin April 26th in Washington, D.C. Open Doors is involved because of the severe persecution of Christians. More details are available at our website. Next, Rodel Laxon of Book of Hope works in the Asia-Pacific region. From the Philippines to Malaysia to Thailand, he says the Godman film is moving children to tears. This year, they're hoping to reach 1.5 million in the Philippines alone. Laxon says that includes Muslim and Buddhist students whose schools want to see the Godman.
They were kind of having this kind of a jealous mentality in them that, hey, why are you showing this in some of the schools and you're not showing it to us? So we've had some kind of those responses before. And we're actually targeting a lot of Muslim areas in the South, and we're praying that God will allow us to have an open door.
And Compassion Radio's praising God for the overwhelming response to their emergency plea for funds to reach out to families in Bangladesh after the devastating floods. Their partner on the ground reported that despite skyrocketing prices, they got pretty good deals. They helped 1,000 families with food, 1,000 with clothes, and another 200 with materials to rebuild their homes. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year. Mission Aviation Fellowship is offering a special edition Better Than Life CD to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.